This is a weekend edition of Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler. This is the show where we read you a real estate article every day, 365 days a year. Because you can't read the Bigger Pockets blog when you're brushing your teeth or doing the books.
We know you've heard it before. Cash flow is getting very hard to find. There's always long distance investing, but you may be thinking, I don't have a team, enough experience, or the market knowledge to get in. That's where you're wrong. And it's also where Rent to Retirement comes in. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest out of state with confidence. They've got single family, multifamily, new build, and syndication opportunities across multiple markets. They even have BRRRR deals with immediate equity. Rent to Retirement helps investors learn how to build a bulletproof business plan with the best investment and tax strategies around to help you reach financial freedom through real estate. There's no excuse not to get started in real estate investing when you have the right team and systems already in place. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com.
Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. Foreclosure activity increased in 2023. But what do the numbers mean for investors? By Anna K. Cottrell. Adams' year-end 2023 U.S. foreclosure market report shows that foreclosure activity increased last year from 2022 levels. But is this cause for concern for investors? The Adams report shows that foreclosure filings, which include default notices, auctions, and repossessions, stood at 357,062, up 10% from 2022 and 136% from 2021. These figures look much less alarming, however, when set in the context, context is key, isn't it, of pre-pandemic foreclosure levels. Foreclosure activity in 2023 was still 28% lower than it had been in 2019, and down a massive 88% from its peak in the financial crisis ravaged 2010. At the 2010 worst, U.S. foreclosures represented 2.23% of all U.S. housing units. At the end of 2023, this percentage stood at a mere 0.26%, a slight increase from 0.23% in 2022. Adam CEO Rob Barber commented in a press release that the 2023 rise in foreclosure activity should be viewed as a, quote, market correction rather than a cause for alarm. It signals a return to more traditional patterns after years of volatility, end quote. So it's worth remembering that there was a foreclosure moratorium in place on federally backed mortgage loans between March 2020 and July 31st, 2021, over a year. This explains why foreclosure activity hit an all-time low. Obviously, 0.11% of housing units in 2021. Inevitably, once the moratorium ended, foreclosure filings began climbing up. What do the numbers mean? The golden question. Fortunately, what we're not seeing is a nationwide wave of foreclosure activity that could signal systemic problems with the housing market and wider economy. Barber is confident that, quote, while foreclosure activity may fluctuate, it's unlikely to approach the highs seen in the last decade. Instead, we foresee a market that is more reflective of broader economic trends, with foreclosure filings becoming a more predictable aspect of the housing landscape, end quote. Real estate investors on the ground appear to support the view that the rise in foreclosure filings at the current level isn't really worrisome. Yancey Forsyth, who is the owner of Missouri Valley Homes, told Bigger Pockets that the rise in foreclosure filings should be interpreted as, quote, part of a market correction rather than a worrying trend, end quote. In addition, while Forsyth is seeing a similar trend of rising foreclosures in the Missouri real estate market, it really isn't alarming. Still, a rise in foreclosures means that more people are unable to pay their mortgages. Investors should familiarize themselves with regional foreclosure trends, too. It's on the regional level that the disparities in housing markets are beginning to show themselves, for sure. According to the Adam data, five states in 2023 saw foreclosure levels actually increase from pre-pandemic levels. Indiana tops the list at +73%, Idaho at +70%, and then it falls significantly. Michigan +15, Nevada +10, and Minnesota +9. However, these weren't the states with the greatest overall foreclosure numbers. No. Those were California, surprise, surprise, just over 29,000 foreclosure starts, Texas, 28,000, and Florida, 27,500 foreclosure starts. To put these numbers into context, though, these are all densely populated states. California, population of 39 million. Indiana is relatively sparsely populated, just 6.8 million, and the rise in foreclosure activity here is dramatic. Investors need to take note of these numbers because a sharp rise in foreclosure means that, on the one hand, local homeowners are really struggling with affordability, and on the other, they're having a hard time selling. Rachel Blakeman, director of Purdue Fort Wayne's Community Research Institute, told the Fort Wayne Media Collaborative that in a thriving housing market like Northeast Indiana, quote, if you can sense that you're starting to get behind on your mortgage and you need to get out of the house, you can probably sell the house relatively quickly. Depending on how long you've owned the house, you're probably not underwater, end quote. Redfin data from November 2023 shows that while home prices were continuing to grow in Indiana, 2.2% year over year, the number of home sales declined 9.34%. So a stagnant housing market combined with ongoing unaffordability is bad news for local populations, and it's really not great news for investors either. The bottom line, while foreclosure investing in hot markets can be lucrative, it's a whole lot riskier in areas where selling or renting out a property may present challenges. That said, though, high foreclosure numbers in large states are not to be taken as a sign of an unhealthy housing market. Like Florida, for instance. Yeah, it's the state with the highest number of foreclosures, according to the Adam Report. Yet, even a rookie investor will know that Florida continues to be an attractive location for investing in real estate. Florida is experiencing a population boom, with nine of its largest metros expected to grow 10% or more in the next decade. Demand for Florida homes will continue to outstrip supply. What this means is that even homeowners who find themselves in a foreclosure or pre-foreclosure situation will have no trouble finding a buyer here. If someone just can't afford a home in Florida, someone else can. So as the Indiana example demonstrates, there will be housing markets that display different patterns within the same state. Investors should take note of this and only invest in an area with high foreclosures if it's also experiencing a population influx and has a healthy labor market, kind of like Fort Wayne, Indiana. Healthy labor market, population influx. So before investing in an area, always investigate it for signs of a possible housing market decline, high foreclosure rates, high local unemployment, and high numbers of underwater mortgages. There you have it. You can find a link to that article in the show description. Sometimes the discussions in the comments section are just as insightful as the article itself. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and don't worry, we've got more shows in the pipeline to get you in the right state of mind going into this next week.